This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Have you ever wanted to be in the Mardi Gras parade? Well, here's an opportunity that you might be interested in. No Borders, No Judgment is a Melbourne-based group, has been accepted into the 2024 Mardi Gras parade, and they are looking for people to participate. And we've got Kirsten and Chris from No Borders, No Judgment in the studio. Welcome to Joy Drive.
Hello,
hey, Robin,
welcome.
How are you?
I'm well.
Sorry, we're all talking together.
We're great excited to have you. Firstly, though, No Borders, No Judgment. No judgment. What's it about?
Well, our fantastic group is about the unwavering commitment that we have to the LGBTQIA+ community, steadfastly contributing to their empowerment and visibility.
But it's also right because there's so many people go to Mardi Gras, right? And I imagine, have you been before?
Yes.
Now you go there and you think, hey, wouldn't it be great if I could participate in this thing? And in Melbourne, how do you do it? Like, well, it's really hard.
That's true. You have to align yourself with someone and then hope that they're going to be involved in Mardi Gras itself. Have you both been to Mardi Gras before?
I've been involved.
You've been involved?
I have. I choreographed the Melbourne Victorian Presence Group for 10 years.
Right.
And I've also choreographed the Newcastle group, which is called
Gay Pride Australia.
Gay Pride Australia as well.
So your experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about you, Kirsten?
Well, I've participated in all the ones that Chris mentioned, but then about 8 years ago, I got started to open and lead parades. And so that's been – so I've done the Stingers Water Polo Group, Gay Parade Australia, and it's amazing. Like, where in our lives are we ever going to have hundreds of thousands of people unless you're Robbie Williams, right? Like, none of us are. So what's the other alternative? This is the one time you're there, the love, the feeling, everybody's wanting, you know, to be successful. And so that's the thing. I think people go there and they feel this amazing energy and vibe. You can't get it anywhere else.
Now, I've felt the energy and vibe on the sidelines watching the parade. I've never been involved in it.
Are you coming?
What's it like?
So my first one I went to was in 1998, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly like you, I went and watched it and I thought, my goodness, this is amazing. I want to be in it next year. And that's when I actually found out about Vic Presence and thought, great, how does somebody from Victoria get there? Vic Presence did it for 10 years and so Chris choreographed them every year.
I did,
and
yes.
And then when they disbanded, it was hard for, I know a lot of Melbourne people go, how do we become part of that? Now, as I said, I'm connected with different groups, but then what Chris and I were discussing was, how do we get more Melbourne people into this? Because it's such an amazing
event. Takeover. Is this a secret takeover?
Yeah, well, it could be, right? Like, we can make it that way. And so this is the thing, when you pitch for it, you're kind of this little underdog in a sense, because there's so many Sydney groups that have been doing this for so many years.
And well established.
Yeah, totally. And we thought, damn it, we're going to give it a try. And then got accepted. And it's very competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a hard process.
Is it really?
Oh, my goodness.
50 pages. God bless Kirsten. Because
did you do the hard work?
I could not fill out 50 pages to save myself.
You just stick to the dancing.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
He can dance.
Thank God I can count to 8. I have a talent.
But is it a difficult process?
It is a difficult process. And it's just time consuming. Mm. You've got to do different. They're wanting to be sure the floats that are in there are at a certain standard and quality. So for us to go through all of that criteria, you have to tick everything off. Believe it or not, there's all health and safety checks, all of these things. Because, I mean, we've had other floats that were rejected who were roller skaters, for example. Well, the insurance on that is huge, right? So they're trying to make sure that you're not going to kill anybody.
And we hope that doesn't happen as well. In terms of if someone is thinking, look, I'd really like to get involved, and maybe I will come and join you as well. But let's say someone does want to get involved. You can't just turn up at Mardi Gras and expect to be involved in the parade. What's involved?
It's the biggest thing, right? Like people go, oh, I'll think about this in January and February. Mm. Everything's full by then.
Right.
If you leave this till the new year, you can't get in.
Oh.
So everybody starts planning now, and most of the floats are locked by December. November in terms of getting into anything. And so it's all really about now is the time if you're thinking about – I know it seems like a long way away, right?
March well, it's seems, not, though.
Well, look at how this year's flowing. Exactly. We'll be here before we know it. But now is the time to be thinking. And basically what's involved is we have a form. Mm-hmm. You fill that in and – it really, that's asking if you've done Mardi Gras before or not. If it, you haven't, it doesn't matter. It's just more, do we need to give you more information and all the rest of it? You go through and you. What we've also done is select costumes that are body friendly because you want to be, you don't want to be there in some skimpy thing if you're not feeling like, but.
And we've spoken about that here, the pressure of having the perfect body. So we don't want to go and then live that.
And then think, I don't want anybody to see me, right?
No, that's our ethos. We want to accept everybody, all shapes and sizes, you know, whatever your diversity is. We love you. Please come along and enjoy Mardi Gras with us because you'll never experience anything better than being in the parade.
It's exactly like that, right? And so that's what we've done with the costumes and they look fabulous. Like it's all holographic fabric. So it's going to be shiny. We're going to have dark lights. You'll glow in the dark. And it's exciting, you know, but we wanted people to be comfortable, feel good about themselves. Mm. So we've got a really good range of costume. And if you are in top shape, you can show off as well, right? So
the option is there.
The option's there.
Chris, just a question about the choreography. Yes. What if we're a little bit nervous about, you know, dancing and perhaps we're not as coordinated as we'd like to think that we are? Can we still go?
Absolutely. The steps have all been designed for the most basic person who doesn't understand any dance.
Oh, brilliant.
I'll teach you. Don't
that's
you
me.
Worry. That's
yes.
it. You know, so don't be frightened because it's all going to be explained. We're doing Zoom choreography sessions. So if you've got a computer, you can join us. You
or
can be
phone.
All over Australia. We're actually accepting people from all over Australia. We don't care where you're coming from because we'll see you on the day and we'll actually have a lovely big rehearsal on the day so you'll know all the steps. You'll be confident, you'll be fabulous, you'll look fantastic, and you will be just in the best environment you've ever been in your life.
And this isn't the first time you've done this, right? No. Like, Chris is used to breaking down, because he's done the routines for Sydney groups. In basically, Gay Pride Australia for the last 5 years have used Chris's routines from Victoria. So we broke those down into stages, and people can just follow along in little videos, and then when it's
Love
all
it.
Put together,
yeah.
and Chris reverses it so you can know, like, what it looks like from behind, what it looks like in front, and everything's very step by step.
That's right.
And you don't have to do pirouettes or anything like that.
No.
Or you do, but
I feel like we're uncovering a little bit of the secret of the Mardi Gras, as in, you know, you two are behind quite a lot of it.
We've been involved a while. Yeah, and we love it. The energy, the community, the love, and the experience. You're not going to get it anywhere else except Sydney Mardi Gras.
All right, you've sold it to us. Okay. We're all going to get involved in the float for No Borders, No Judgment in the 2024 Sydney Mardi Gras. What do we need to do? We need to fill out this form.
Yes,
where
so
is
go
it?
To go to Instagram.
Yep.
Look us up on Instagram, No Borders, No Judgment. There's an account there. And the form link is in the bio in Instagram. So click on that, complete the form, and you're set to go.
So No Borders, No Judgment. Go to Instagram. In the bio, you'll find the link to the form. How many people do you need?
This is the tricky thing. No. So there's limited numbers.
Right.
So we have a total of 72 allowed in the float.
Yep.
That's a combination of dancers. It's also our crew, photography, all of those. So essentially, there's actually only 42 dance positions out of all of that. And we're about halfway there. So if people want to be part of this, they need to sign up now.
Get involved. Go to Instagram, No Borders, No Judgment. Kirsten and Chris, great to chat with you.
Thank you
and
so much for having us.
And I love your energy and enthusiasm. Can't wait to see it next year.
We'd love to have you there. And everybody else listening, come along. We're not scary and we love having fun.
Thanks so much for joining us on Drive.
Thank you.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.